From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Cadet. You're listening to Idaho Matters. That's the music of the Uptown Jazz Orchestra from their new album, Uptown on Mardi Gras Day, which celebrates the carnival musical tradition of Mardi Gras, and they're coming to Boise to celebrate Mardi Gras in just a couple of weeks. The Boise Jazz Society is going all out for the celebration with a special concert by the orchestra and a discussion about America's original art form, jazz, and its New Orleans origins. Here to tell us more are Michael Sambal, the founder and managing director of the Boise Jazz Society, and jazz musician, composer, and producer, Delfio Marsalis. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
So, Michael, let me start the conversation with you. Can you talk a little bit about the Mardi Gras celebration at Boise State and why you wanted to get Delfio and the Uptown Jazz Orchestra here on Mardi Gras?
Yes, very happy to. This particular concert is one of six that the Boise Jazz Society will present over their 23-24 season. We typically present smaller groups in the Sapphire Room, and then we take them over to Boise State, and they do some educational things on Mondays following those Sunday concerts. This particular concert is much bigger because Delfio's got a big band, instead of the small group, which he had with his dad some years ago when they came in. And so the Morrison Center is just the perfect place. Plus, they were available on Fat Tuesday, the Mardi Gras day, and they are on tour with this great big band. And it just, all the stars lined up, and we said, this is the place to do it, and that's what's happening.
So, Delfio, you have made music with everyone from Ray Charles to Slide Hampton. So when did you form the Uptown Jazz Orchestra?
Hey, so yeah, we formed the Uptown Jazz Orchestra in 2008. And initially we formed it to present Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's Nutcracker Suite. It was during the holiday season. And since then, you know, we've had a number of iterations of the band. And now we're just out here bringing that joy and making sure people have a good time. Everywhere when we show up, we bring in the fun and the funk all together.
Well, I love that so much. And Delfio, your latest album really is all about Mardi Gras. Why is this holiday so rooted, I mean, in jazz?
Yeah, it's a good time. And, you know, it initially has kind of religious implications, being the day before Ash Wednesday. And mm-hmm. Mardi Gras people love it because it's that day when you can just do whatever you want, become whoever you want. That's why we have the costumes. And the idea is that, you know, before you kind of get serious with Ash Wednesday and then the start of Lent, you just let your hair down and just do whatever it is you feel like doing. So, no, I mean, it's just, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I love that about Mardi Gras. I mean, really, Fat Tuesday, right? And that religious connotation of, look, Lent starts tomorrow. So. You know, hey, whatever you need to do the day before, right? Exactly. So Michael, I mean, you really are doing more than just the concert for Mardi Gras, because you're going to have the band come in and really talk about that history of jazz. Is it fair to say that it really is the only original American art form?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's it, right? Yes. All right.
Yes.
You know, to give it a little context, you know, coming from New Orleans, and the reason why mm-hmm. the music was birthed here in New Orleans, a lot of it really has to do with the fact that we were colonized by the French and the Spanish as opposed to the British. Mm-hmm. You know, the British, they got a funny kind of history with music, you know, even in classical terms. They never really liked music that much. So I think the fact that we had the Spanish and the French influence, and then of course you've got the African influence, and really that was what America was at the time. You know, we're the true melting pot. And it's the coming together of all these different communities and these different ideas. And this is the music that sprung forth from that. So it's really authentic and out of the Native American. I can't forget about that. A lot of what we're celebrating is what we call here the Black Masking Indian tradition. And the Indian tradition is really strong. And, you know, everybody wants to come and you like to see the tribes, and they got the feathers and the suits that they wear, and they showcase on Mardi Gras Day. So it's really a great celebration of, you know, of America and of this great music.
Well, and Delphio, I mean, I know you'll also be talking a lot about New Orleans. And I mean, and as you just mentioned, why the city in particular is so important to the origins of jazz. But I mean, if for folks who have spent time in New Orleans, I mean, I feel like that there is an energy, like there's almost like a spirit in the city that goes beyond just Mardi Gras. I mean, you can feel it in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And that's, you know, that's the thing, is there's a New Orleans sound, and that's what the people love all around the world. And that's that sound of optimism and of joy and of celebration. And whatever it is that we're playing, you know, we're bringing that. That's the important sound, and we're going to keep that alive.
And Michael, I know 2 years ago, the Jazz Journalists Association named you a jazz hero for everything you've done to bring jazz to Boise. And we should say you've held the titles of director of the Boise State Invitational Jazz Festival, as well as the Gene Harris Jazz Festival. So why is it important for the Boise Jazz Society to really highlight jazz music?
Well, I'm a retired music educator. Yeah, I've been into all my adult life, and actually before that. And I believe strongly in putting this great American art form in front of everyone, both students and adults. And that's the mission of the Jazz Society from day one, some 17 years ago. I don't want to tell adults that we're trying to educate them, but we certainly have over 17 years brought them the best and world-class jazz musicians, mm-hmm. including Delphio and the group coming in. These folks are just wonderful, wonderful jazz players. Plus, they bring that spirit of New Orleans with them, authentic New Orleans with them. But the Jazz Society really has this greater mission. You know, I'm a retired Boise State University faculty of some 40 years teaching there. And the Jazz Society is actually a community engagement partnership with the university. We operate out of the Department of Music. And so at its roots for me is to present world-class jazz to Boiseans, students and mm-hmm. young and old alike, and let them be pulled in by the music. And that has happened over 17 years with this organization. We've grown three or four fold times where we started, and we're a great solid organization with a wonderful series of musicians coming in, including Delphio and the guys.
And Delphio, I want to talk quickly before I let both of you go, really about that education factor, because I mean, you come from a long line of family musicians, we should note, and you have really spent a lot of your career introducing children to jazz through, you do this through musical theater, you have jazz workshops, and, you know, and going back to what Michael said, I mean, there has to be, you know, a reason as to why to really start to get, you know, kids in particular are interested in jazz. Why does that pull at you to open this space up to kids?
Well, a lot has changed since I was a youngster. You know, back when I was growing up, the Flintstones were on TV, and a yeah. lot of the music that we heard every day, it centered on jazz, which there's less of that, and there's less instrumental music now. So what we aim to do in our Swinging with the Cool School program, that's what we call it, a soft introduction to jazz, is to help the kids to just to understand that they can have fun with instrumental music, just to have the idea that they can develop a relationship with the music that's different from what they're hearing in mainstream media all the time. So, you know, I think it's, we need to, like we said, all hands on deck. You've heard that expression. So we like mm-hmm. to do what we're doing. And then we have, of course, some of the older generation, Ron Carter and as a specific pianist whose name is just Kenny Barron. You know, they're still out here doing it. And then from my generation, and then we have some youngsters that are playing with the band too, who are still in college. So we're glad to have all the generations coming together to let folks see how we can have a good time, and the kids might want to participate too.
Well, I am so thankful for having both of you on the program. We've been talking with Michael Sambal, the founder and managing director of the Boise Jazz Society, and jazz musician, composer, and producer Delfeo Marsalis. Delfeo and his band, the Uptown Jazz Orchestra, are coming to Boise for Mardi Gras. That's right, February 13th. They will have a very special concert and a discussion of the history of jazz. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.